D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
A lot of fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. Also, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. I thought it was I was mesmerized yesterday. The Democrats in the House of Representatives unveiled their $3 trillion new stimulus package. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go way out of order here, way out of order. I want you to hear from Tim Ryan. This is cut one. He was on last night with Martha McCallum. He, as a part of this $3 trillion stimulus, he is out there promoting his proposal, which is $2,000 checks every month as a part of a proposed $3 trillion stimulus. I want you to hear Tim Ryan, Congressman, Democrat, Ohio, and you be the judge whether this thing will fly or not.
I can tell you I'm on the ground here in Ohio, Martha, and it's not good. And that money is coming into the system, and people are still falling behind. In April, we had almost 4 million people that weren't able to pay their mortgage. That was in April. Wait till May and June. 10% of people can't pay their rent. And if we have, and here's the point I'm trying to make to the president and the Republicans, is that if you want this economy to come back, you better make sure people aren't falling behind on their mortgages, falling behind on their credit cards, their auto payments, their private mortgage or private loans that they have out, their home equities. You better be able to make those payments. And if we want an upswing in the economy, have some money in your pocket. And that's what we're trying to do, stabilize this economy.
So I think from their side of it, they would say, number one, you got to get the economy up and running again, which I know Ohio has been very forward in getting started again, because, you know, the government can throw as much money as they possibly can at a problem, but nothing is going to bring back people's income better than actually having their income and starting to get the economy moving. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I just think we got to be real with the American people, and we're not going to just jump out of this. This isn't a light switch we're going to turn back on. Restaurants and bars, it's going to take a long time for people to really be able to go and patronize those places. My $2,000 a month would help those small business owners. Well, it may not get their business up and running. If they got $2,000 and their wife or spouse got $2,000, they would at least be able to stabilize themselves, because a lot of those small businesses draw income from their business. Look, I want to get this economy open as quick as the next person, but it's not going to open right away. We know that not even 10% of the people in the country yet have antibodies to this. So let's be honest with everybody and say, look, this is going to go on for a little bit. Let's help stabilize people. And then when businesses can open up fully, everyone will be economically stable and they'll have some money in their pocket to go spend at those restaurants.
Yeah, but the government's going to be so in debt that the generations and generations will not be able to get it off their backs. I mean, we're talking about packages coming from the government that are the size of the economy, if not bigger.
Well, I would just say, look, a couple things. I didn't hear too many people, talking about the $2.3 trillion that was borrowed for the tax cut that came down a few years ago that President Trump pushed. A lot of that money was borrowed, and 83% of it went to the top 1 or 2% of the people in the country. Now, what I'm saying is We are borrowing money
but
now.
But it was enormously stimulative to the overall economy.
Well, it was stimulative to the stock market.
Was,
I don't
know. Doing very well.
I don't know a whole lot of middle class people that really saw a boom. But let me just say, Martha, there's a huge disconnect. We have 35 million people that have filed for unemployment, and the stock market had the greatest month it's had since the Great Depression. There's a disconnect between working class people, and I want to get this money in to stabilize them. They're hurting right now, and if we want to get the economy going, which the president should, we need to get some money in their pockets. This is the quickest way to do it.
Another sleazy politician.
Ain't that the truth? That's Tim Ryan, a Democrat congressman from Ohio. He wants to do one better than President Trump. You know, they came up with the $1,200 stimulus check. These guys want to do a $2,000. So that means the husband, the wife, that's $4,000. If the kids, if they cut in the kids at half that, that's $1,000 per child. You're talking about a lot of money going out the door. On the Senate side, that was on the House side, where they unveiled this $3 trillion stimulus bill. Now, and they may be voting on it by the end of the week. That seems to be the idea. Just moments ago, on the floor of the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer, essentially was shilling for the Democrats in the House and talking about this $3 trillion stimulus bill. We'll let you hear from Chuck Schumer coming up in just a couple minutes. So stick around.
We love our sponsors, especially this one.
There you go. It's live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month. And there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Elvirus. Elvirus. Go back to China. Elvirus.
I just love that Robbie Howard, one of the most talented people in Las Vegas, was introduced to him as Frank Sinatra when he was in the Rat Pack, which was, I think, at the time at the Rio, and it's bounced around. It's a show, it's bounced around. But he's gone on cruise ships impersonating Frank Sinatra, and he's great at it. He does Dean Martin and some of the other Rat Pack folks, and he's just a really solid musician. He has played at the Rampart and other clubs throughout Southern Nevada, and he's really, really good. That's Robbie Howard. I just love that. We were monitoring earlier a period of time during which Chuck Schumer went to the floor of the United States Senate touting this $3 trillion stimulus bill. Where we're going to get the money, I guess we'll just print it up. But I want you to listen to Chuck Schumer. He is the majority leader in the United States Senate, touting this $3 trillion. No, we're not. I'm sorry. Hang on one second.
The minority leader.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The definitely not leader. The majority leader.
No, he wishes.
Thank goodness.
He wishes he were the majority leader. That's obviously Mitch McConnell, who is the majority leader. The minority leader in the Senate. This is Chuck Schumer.
Yesterday, House Democrats unveiled new legislation to combat the coronavirus pandemic. The American people need their government to act strongly, decisively, wisely. And this new legislation is the urgent and the necessary response to what this crisis demands. As any one of us could have guessed, the Republican leader is rather predictably responding against the House Democratic bill to address the COVID crisis. His response is predictable because for weeks, Leader McConnell has been preemptively slandering any legislation coming out of the House as, quote, a partisan wish list, long before he even saw the bill. It was a paint-by-numbers response from the Republican leader, continues to be. Didn't matter what was in the bill. In his eyes, not in the eyes of almost every American, it was going to be a far-left partisan wish list. And to fit the preordained narrative, last night, Senate Republicans were latching on to provisions that account for 0.0003% of the total bill. 0.0003%. Talk about grasping at straws. It is so predictable that the Republican leader would oppose the bill before he saw what's in it. And now that it is so necessary for so many Americans, it's predictable.
Apparently, a little bit of an interrupt in the feed.
Just saying no. The Republican leader also called the bill aspirational. The Republican leader should know it is not aspirational when a family can't feed their children. It is not aspirational when Americans, for the first time, are worried about losing their homes and being evicted from their apartments. It is not aspirational when Americans are facing a health crisis in which every one of us is afraid that we might come down with a dangerous illness or spread it to a loved one. It is not aspirational. We are talking about urgent and necessary relief. But out of reflective knee-jerk partisanship, the Republican leadership in the Senate basically declared the House bill dead on arrival before it was even announced. It's a shocking and incomprehensible position to take at this moment of national crisis. It would be one thing for the Republican leadership to say, well, let's sit down and negotiate. Let's talk about where both parties can come together to do something for this nation, the nation's well-being at this time of urgent crisis. Absolutely no urgency to do anything at all. On Monday, here's what the Republican leader said. Republicans, he said, quote, have yet to feel the urgency to act immediately. What will it take? Are they so wrapped around a hard right ideology that they can't see the real needs of the American people? Is there no urgency on testing? Talk to your local businesses. Talk to your local mayors. Talk to your local governors. See if there's no urgency on testing. Is there no urgency to provide relief to renters and homeowners? No urgency to prevent firefighters, police officers, and teachers from being laid off by state and local governments whose budgets are underwater in both blue and red states? I'd like to know how many of my Republican colleagues actually oppose providing reassurance to state and local governments so that teachers in Iowa, firefighters in North Carolina, and police officers in Kentucky don't get laid off. The support our states need is in the House bill. It is very close to what the governors, Democrat and Republican, have asked for. Leader McConnell frequently highlights the heroism of our essential workers. I applaud him for that. But why don't we, in addition to giving speeches on the floor, put a little money in their pockets for the extra expenses they're undergoing? Why isn't there an urgency to provide them hazard pay?
Please shut up now. This is
it gets better. It gets better. Again, Chuck Schumer on the floor of the United States Senate.
Leader McConnell and President Trump have placed a great emphasis on reopening the country as quickly as possible. That's something we all want to see. So how do we achieve that safely? Far and away, the most important factor in reopening the economy is testing. We are far behind where we should be. Fauci made that clear yesterday, despite the president's lies and mistruths about testing. Remember, our president said on March 6th, I think it was, anyone who wants a test can have a test. That is even not true today. Deluding the American people, deluding, running from the truth to say what pops into your head so it sounds good to the media for that moment, which it seems to be the president's MO, doesn't help. Doesn't help. Everyone knows that until this crisis is over and on into the future, we're going to need personal protective equipment to begin safely returning to work. As I mentioned, I wore on the floor this mask made in Rochester by Hickey Freeman. Well, the House bill includes crucial support for supply chain and manufacturing of PPP. Should we wait on that? Is that not urgent? Ambulance worker, a healthcare worker, not having the PPE they need? Not urgent? Who believes that? Does Leader McConnell? Does President Trump? Do our Republican colleagues? It is just baffling, baffling, that at this time of probably the greatest crisis we have faced, both health and economic, in decades, that the Senate Republican leadership, instead of working with Democrats to find common ground on these crucial issues, has decided it will be against taking urgent and necessary action to help the American people in a time of national crisis.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader. And I'll just tell you, I almost hate to admit this. Okay. I got a $1,200 check. And I must tell you, it was against my better judgment, but I cashed it. And I put it in my checking account. And I have probably since spent it. Although I haven't spent a lot of money lately. I mean, I don't think any of us, I'll bet you our spending is way down for most of us. But I spent it. But I got to tell you, I felt amazing guilt in accepting a gift when I'm doing okay. You know, would I like to make more money? Yeah, I'd like to make more money. Would we like to sell more advertising on this show? Yeah, I'd like to do that too. But I'm going to tell you something. The idea of getting a $2,000 check is almost obscene to me. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's a little bizarre. Would I accept a $2,000 check? Are there families out there that could use $4,000, $5,000? Of course. Yes. But at what price to the economy? And is there a better way? The president wants a payroll tax holiday. And that's fine. But the idea of getting a check for $2,000 for doing nothing, just for breathing, is just a little bizarre to me. Stick around. More to do. As we continue, Rand Paul had a go at the Dr. Fauci. That's next. Live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the face of a growing economic recession caused by the coronavirus pandemic, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell saying this morning there is little chance that the Federal Reserve Board would ever reach for negative interest rates. Powell saying they have a good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. And he adds the economy will be coming back once the pandemic winds down.
The virus is the cause, not the usual suspects. Something worth keeping in mind as we respond.
There are rumors swirling this morning that U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is being considered as the vice presidential pick by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Illinois Democrats say on ABC's The View that it's breathtaking to possibly be considered as Biden's running mate. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Starting lineup procedures are revealed for the sport's return to the racetrack. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
This is MRN's Mike Bagley, and your eNASCAR iRacing race day is about to get more exciting. Finish Line, the preeminent free-to-play NASCAR game, is live and free to download for Apple and Android devices. Completely free-to-play, Finish Line gives you a chance to win or share our $5,000 weekly jackpot. The eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series is revving up, so get the app and make your picks. Download the Finish Line app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Each race day is a new chance to win $5,000. Will you be next?
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With no practice in qualifying for the next two NASCAR Cup Series events at Darlington Raceway, officials laid out how the starting lineup will be determined. The 36 charter teams will draw for starting spots for this Sunday's race, but in groups of 12. Teams 1st to 12th in the Car Owner Championship standings will draw for positions 1 to 12, while teams 13th to 24th in the owner standings will draw for those spots among themselves. And the same goes for teams 25th to 36th in the standings, while positions 37 to 40 will be awarded to open teams without charters. For the second event at Darlington, 1 week from tonight, the field will be inverted in halves from Sunday's results. See all the details at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Dizzy. I'm so dizzy. My head is spinning.
You just got to love it. Joe Biden just makes it more and more interesting as we go along. Yesterday, you may have missed it. I know some of you have seen like about a 7-second clip of this that's been on every cable newscast, but I want you to hear this in context. This is Rand Paul. He is a senator from Kentucky, and he was visiting with Dr. Anthony Fauci, he of the task force, and I want you to listen how he kind of calls out Dr. Fauci, saying you're not the be-all, end-all when it comes to this virus. But listen, this was Rand Paul with Dr. Anthony Fauci cut for, go.
We need to observe with an open mind what went on in Sweden, where the kids kept going to school. The mortality per capita in Sweden is actually less than France, less than Italy, less than Spain, less than Belgium, less than the Netherlands, about the same as Switzerland. But basically, I don't think there's anybody arguing that what happened in Sweden is an unacceptable result. I think people are intrigued by it, and we should be. I don't think any of us are certain when we do all these modelings. There have been more people wrong with modeling than right. We're opening up a lot of economies around the U.S., and I hope that people who are predicting doom and gloom and saying, oh, we can't do this, there's going to be a surge, will admit that they were wrong if there isn't a surge, because I think that's what's going to happen. In rural states, we never really reached any sort of pandemic levels in Kentucky and other states. We have less deaths in Kentucky than we have in an average flu season. It's not to say this isn't deadly, but really outside of New England, we've had a relatively benign course for this virus nationwide. And I think the one size fits all, that we're going to have a national strategy and nobody's going to go to school, is kind of ridiculous. We really ought to be doing it school district by school district. And the power needs to be dispersed, because people make wrong predictions. And really the history of this, when we look back, will be of wrong prediction after wrong prediction after wrong prediction, starting with Ferguson in England. So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision. We can listen to your advice, but there are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy. And the facts will bear this out. But if we keep kids out of school for another year, what's going to happen is the poor and underprivileged kids who don't have a parent that's able to teach them at home are not going to learn for a full year. And I think we ought to look at the Swedish model, and we ought to look at letting our kids get back to school. I think it's a huge mistake if we don't open the schools in the fall. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I respond to that, even though there are only 32 seconds left?
Yes, and you might make it clear whether or not you suggested that we shouldn't go back to school in the fall.
Well, first of all, Senator Paul, thank you for your comments. I have never made myself out to be the end-all and only voice in this. I'm a scientist, a physician, and a public health official. I give advice according to the best scientific evidence. There are a number of other people who come into that and give advice that are more related to the things that you spoke about the need to get the country back open again and economically. I don't give advice about economic things. I don't give advice about anything other than public health. So I wanted to respond to that. The second thing is that you use the word, we should be humble about what we don't know. And I think that falls under the fact that we don't know everything about this virus. And we really better be very careful, particularly when it comes to children. Because the more and more we learn, we're seeing things about what this virus can do that we didn't see from the studies in China or in Europe. For example, right now, children presenting with COVID-19, who actually have a very strange inflammatory syndrome, very similar to Kawasaki syndrome. I think we better be careful, if we are not cavalier, in thinking that children are completely immune to the deleterious effects. So again, you're right in the numbers that children, in general, do much, much better than adults and the elderly, and particularly those with underlying conditions. But I am very careful and hopefully humble in knowing that I don't know everything about this disease, and that's why I'm very reserved in making broad predictions.
There you go. Dr. Anthony Fauci getting the last word with Rand Paul. And that, no, that's fine. That's fine. Oh, I did not catch this. Did you see Joe Biden on Good Morning America yesterday? I did not. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're working. You're working that time. Or you're sleeping. Excuse me. I can't hear you.
I'm on the air at that time. I don't get to watch Good Morning America.
There you go.
I'm doing Daybreak Nevada.
Well, okay. So here is Karl Rove. This is Cut 6. Was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox News Channel. And kind of for those that missed Joe Biden on GMA yesterday, this was his review of that performance on GMA. Here it is.
There are two ways to evaluate these. He's now getting into the process of running a virtual campaign. He sort of started off ragged, but he's getting better. And this morning was a more lively Biden than we've seen in some of these others. I think he does better when it's a back and forth between somebody whom he knows, as opposed to, you know, speaking to a group or doing as he had this dreadful appearance that he had last week in a Zoom campaign rally. But it's better when he's going one-on-one, and we're likely to see more of this. The second part of that, though, is not process, it's the substance. And once again, I'm at a loss as to what the compelling message is from Joe Biden other than I'm not Donald Trump. Now, that may be enough, but I'm not certain yet that that is going to be sufficient.
Okay, let me come back to that point. Here's what I'm trying to get my head around. What do these campaigns look like? You know, in a country that's on partial lockdown at that point, I guess, you know, we're talking July, August. I mean, have you been, we had a Democratic congressman on here yesterday from Ohio, and I said, can you paint us a picture as to how these campaigns go? And he talked about podcasts, and I don't know, I just don't think you win the White House with a podcast. I mean, how do you see it shaping up for Trump and Biden as of today then?
Well, it's got to be something different because there are only so many times I saw a Democratic consultant suggest that what Biden needed to do was to go on local news. Well, there's only so many times you can go on the local news in each one of these battleground cities in the battleground states. There's only so many times they're going to accept you for Good Morning America. It's not going to be every day. Now, their MSNBC will take him a lot of the time. But, you know, in terms of getting a big audience, you got to find a way to break through. And that gets back to message. I think it's one thing to get control of sort of the process of a virtual campaign. It's another thing to have a message that drives that campaign. How's this going to look in July, August, or September? I have no idea.
Interesting.
All I know is it is not going to look like anything that we have had in recent years. We may be back to the point in the 1860s or the 1870s where the presidential candidate remained mobile, remained stationary, and people advocated for them around the country, and we heard from them through the modern equivalent of sending a letter to a prominent individual or having an article written in a newspaper or allowing somebody to interview, and that is to say you appear on local TV, you appear on talk radio, you do a podcast, you appear on you create your own network on YouTube. And this is where Biden is at a disadvantage. He has 1/7 the Twitter followers and less than 1/7 the YouTube followers that Donald Trump has. Trump has spent years building this digital infrastructure. The gap is like this. Biden can spend a lot of resources and close that gap. I doubt he's going to be able to equal it or pass it.
Okay, numbers, RNC, DNC for April, RNC, $61.7 million raised on the right, and Biden $60.5 million raised on the left. I know you dive deep into the dollar amounts here, but if the election is about the virus, who wins and how?
Well, the question is not going to be if it's about the virus. It's going to be about the handling of the virus and the handling of the economic aftermath. And it's not going to just, people are not going to blame Trump for the virus. They're going to judge President Trump on how he handles the virus. And similarly, they're not going to, in my opinion, this is an unusual election. They're not going to say, well, he was the guy who drove us into the recession. They're going to judge him on how is he getting us out of this economic difficulty. So there's a big onus on him. On the other hand, there's also an onus, I believe, at the end of the day, on Biden. Biden's got some weaknesses on handling the pandemic. That moment where he said that the ban was xenophobic, a travel ban on China was xenophobic and racist and fear-mongering. That's going to come back to bite him. So is the failure of the Obama administration to replenish the N95 masks when they had a similar draw on them during the Obama-Biden administration.
Pow, pow, pow!
There you go. There you go. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Did you know 27 million of you right now are in the process of losing your healthcare benefits? So make that call right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer.
Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
One of the finest judges in Nevada. That's what the Review Journal said about Judge Doug Herndon. He's the only judge in the race for Supreme Court seat D. For 15 consecutive years, Herndon has been a top-rated judge and last year received the highest performance rating in district court. He currently serves as the chief judge of the homicide case team. And before becoming a judge, Herndon was a prosecutor in charge of the Special Victims Unit. He's hardworking, knowledgeable, and fair. Judge Doug Herndon is exactly the experienced and respected leader we need right now on the Nevada Supreme Court.
This is Judge Doug Herndon. The Supreme Court is not a training ground. It's an incredibly busy and complex court. The right experience matters in a race as important as this one. I'm Judge Doug Herndon. I'm the only judge running for Supreme Court seat D, and I'm asking for your vote. Paid for and authorized by Judge Herndon for Supreme Court.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
The way you can try to understand the corona.
see Kevin Wall over there on the other side of the glass in his platform shoes dancing away.
Hey! Hey! That's me you're talking about. You gotta love it.
We gotta enjoy this while we can.
Brent McCullough, really good stuff. The one I really like is Big and Rich. Do we have Big and Rich?
I do.
Stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear. Stay home.
Stay home. That is creativity.
We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home. I peeled the skin plum off my hands, if y'all know what I mean. I know without a doubt my hands have never been so clean. The shelves are bare and empty, cause some people just don't care. Got one roll of toilet paper and I'm down to my last square. Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Pick the living room guitar.
Oh, that's Big and Rich. Big and Rich. Stay home.
I mean, if nothing else, the creativity of this the people in this coronavirus. Look at all the stuff we found that people have done just because of this.
And I'll bet you this is just scratching the surface. I'll bet you there's 100% more stuff out there. We've just taken the best of the best, and it's really, really good. Great to have you with us. It's live and local now, by the way. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. Coming up top of the hour, Chuck Muth will join us from Citizen Outreach. Also, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, and my buddy Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. We'll join us, and we'll see how this is impacting folks in Palm Springs, Indian Wells, Palm Desert. And we're going to find out if this thing really is. In fact, you know what they're talking about in L.A. County? They're talking about locking down L.A. County for another 3 months. Yeah. That is incredible. I mean, that's just, eek. I want you to hear just very briefly from Rand Paul again, because I don't know if you've been following this, but the federal Judge Sullivan, is not shutting down the case against Michael Flynn. He is asking for input from others, from outside the court system. And I want you to listen to Rand Paul. I guess it was with Martha McCallum, this Cut 3. And the federal judge, according to Rand Paul, should shut down the case against General Michael Flynn.
Judge Emmett Sullivan says that he's going to open up the decision about whether or not to drop charges against General Flynn to others who might want to comment on it. So this process drags on, it appears.
You know, I've never heard of someone outside the government bringing charges against someone. I think that the government made a big mistake bringing these charges against General Flynn. We never should have been listening to his phone call, and we shouldn't have been trying to entrap him into or create a crime. They never thought he committed any crime. They brought him in to try to create a crime. What a terrible travesty of justice. And this needs to be done with. I thought we were already done with it, and I surely hope that we are going to finally be done with it. But the ultimate thing for us in the legislature is we should not let these abuses of power happen again. And I'm pushing hard to make sure that we take this power away from government.
So what about the unmasking? Do you think that it is right to let the American people know who decided to unmask General Flynn from those phone call transcripts?
Absolutely. And I don't believe any of this could have happened without President Obama. I completely believe that not only did he know, and others have already said that he knew about the conversation, he knew about trying to go after General Flynn, and that it was being directed from the White House. So I have every expectation that President Obama is in the middle of this. But I think it's worse. I think you go back to Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the whole fake dossier and all of the stuff, all of the FISA warrants that were, I think, improperly and illegally gotten started on the Trump campaign. I really strongly believe that President Obama gave specific and direct oversight and direct permission for this. Think about it. We have never allowed a secret court to be used against a presidential campaign. Don't you think that was sensitive enough that it went all the way to the very top? So yeah, the media have treated President Obama with kid gloves. Someone needs to ask him directly, did you approve of Operation Crossfire Hurricane? I think the answer is yes.
That's Rand Paul on with Martha McCallum last night. By the way, at George89103 just followed me on Twitter. Thank you, man. Thank you, George. Thank you. And you can follow me as well at Kevin Wall Radio. It's real simple. At Kevin Wall Radio.
Who?
Kevin Wall. That's me. That's me. By the way, I don't know if you saw this or not. Two-thirds of Americans, I must be in the one-third, because I don't know that I've had this. Two-thirds of Americans have had what is being called a, quote, eco wake-up call, unquote, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to new research. A survey of 2,000 Americans revealed that 64% have had a moment since the pandemic started wherein they realized they needed to be more eco-friendly. Is that you? Now, I'm washing my hands more, okay? I'm not going to drink out of your straw. Oh, paper straws, or metal straws. Yeah, things like that. But I'm not doing it because of being eco-friendly. I'm doing it because it's going to save my life, okay? That's essentially what I found. This might be, according to the study, a result of paying closer attention. 70% said being home more due to COVID-19 made them more aware of their eco-unfriendly behaviors. Is that true? Two-thirds of Americans have had an eco wake-up call. Is that you? That's not me. I'm sorry. It's not. Coming up on the show, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We had, what did we have last night? Last night, I guess, we had this caravan, kind of borrowing a Wayne Allen Root deal. They did a caravan down Las Vegas Boulevard. Not sure how it went, how many people showed up. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.